2 a.m. We'll call to order the Cheney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487-439 through 487-491, warrants number 8819 through 8822. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular and executive for April 21st, 2026.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes from April 21st, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have resolution number 04-26, S for Sheriff. This is for the Taney County commitment to public safety and the reduction of violent crime within Taney County. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Sheriff. Have any questions about this?
If you'd just like to give just a quick overview of what the resolution opens the county up for.
Okay. It's a program that Governor Kehoe started. It's called the Blue Shield Program. And it will make us eligible for $50,000 annual grant funding through the state of Missouri as long as the funding is available. There's several conditions that have to be met and several things that the department has to be doing, and looking at the those conditions, we're pretty much doing everything that is required, with the exception that the commission has to make a proclamation stating that you will support us, which everything that's in here you guys are already doing, but there has to be a public proclamation made that states that.
Okay.
Typically with these resolutions and public proclamations, we read them into the record. Do we want to read it in, or do we want to
label it exhibit?
Label exhibit.
Do you need to, I'm good with that.
Sheriff, you're fine with that as well?
Yeah.
Move to enter into the record and approve the resolution number 04-26.
Five or S?
S. 26S, a resolution of the Taney County Commission affirming its commitment to public safety and the reduction of violent crime within Taney County, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff.
I notice we have a few late people coming in that missed the pledge and the prayer. Thank you, guys.
Our meeting was agendized for 9 a.m.
We are. We don't need any more comments from the galley. Mr. Sibbles.
Next order of business, we have the FY 2024 Emergency Management Performance Grant. It's file number 26-044, Emergency Management. With us this morning, our Emergency Management Director, Ms. Melissa Duckworth, along with our Assistant Emergency Management Director, Mr. Chris Barnett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning?
Good.
Good. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 16th, 2026. Is there anything that you need to update us on the EPM?
Do you have anything? No. So it's a project to put an outdoor warning siren at the state park. This is a state initiative. Obviously, state parks in Taney County, so we are the agency that has to apply for the grant. It will be 100% funded to cover the cost of the siren there. It'll be at the state park up near the office.
Okay, so that'll be out there by Poverty Point?
Yes.
And it should, I mean, the plan is, we work quite diligently where to put it to cover Poverty Point. It should go pretty much, you should hear it all the way to the dam and then quite a ways in the other way.
Back the other way. Okay. Is there any questions or discussion from the commission?
Will Stone County be able to hear it?
If they listen,
just well, the county line's right there. It dips in.
The showboat.
I mean,
showboat isn't Stone County.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Do we? I'm just joking. I don't know if they're participating as well or not. No, I don't have any questions.
Commissioner Keys?
I do not.
All right. Hearing none, we'll move forward.
Move to approve the fiscal year 2024 Emergency Management Performance Grant, file number 26-044EM.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Next, we have our plan service agreement. This is file number 26-049M. For maintenance, with us this morning, our maintenance supervisor, Mr. Scott Turpening. The agreement we have with us in front of us this morning is between Taney County and Johnson Controls. This will be for 56 dry chemical extinguishers and 5 refillable clean agents. Anything else that they will be doing during that service, Scott?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. It's annual.
We just got done with the kitchen here 2 weeks ago, so we're about to wrap it up, and then the fire testing will be done with everyone.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do
no, sir.
Move to approve the planned service agreement signed between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Hold on, you got one more. We have the planned maintenance agreement, file number 26-045M. For maintenance, it's going to be on for the generator out here at the courthouse, the old courthouse. It's the annual service for it. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 21st, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
Move to approve the planned maintenance agreement binding between Cummings Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Scott, thank you again for outside. It looks great. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it this morning since he was out there mulching, but it looks coming together really well.
So thank you.
Next, we have the notice of renewal for de-icing materials. This is file number 26-047, Road and Bridge. With this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Morning, Jack. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 21st, 2026, approving notices to form. The agreement we have for us this morning is the de-icing materials by and between Hutchison Salt Company and Taney County, Missouri. Appears this one will probably need to come right back around in August.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the second of the third of three available?
Correct.
You guys have any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Move to approve the notice for renewal for de-icing materials by and between Hutchison Salt Company Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the notice of renewal for propane, file number 26-048, Road and Bridge. It's between Taney County and Abbey Lane, LPG, LLC. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 21st, 2026, approving notice as to form. Be from April 28th, 2026 through April 27th, 2027. It is the first of three available renewals.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for propane by and between Abbey Lane, LPG, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Next, we have the waiver of penalties and interest pursuant to RSMO 52.240. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope, as well as Ms. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, ladies.
Per RSMO 52.240, we recommend waiving penalties and interest on this property. There was a fire and total loss of the structure.
And that actually occurred in 25, correct?
Like February of 25 is what I was told. And I believe you're going to hear the abatement next week, so we're a little bit early on that.
Okay.
Is this the motel?
That part I do not know. I don't either.
It would be the one
able to print out the bills
off of 248 that exploded up there.
Where the workers hit the gas line or whatever by the...
I'm pretty sure.
Kind of behind...
the gas station up there.
Yeah. I was trying to remember where.
Yes, it is mentioning that in the email. Do you have it?
What's that?
Do you have the email?
Yeah.
And it looks like the penalties and interest on the newer amount would be like $730.51 to be waived.
Do we typically have something besides the parcel number whenever it's presented?
Normally you would have the paid bill, but because it's pending abatement, I can't print it out.
Okay.
So I just printed out the charge sheet.
Can we... So your recommendation is to go ahead and waive it before the paid bill and then...
Well, it would be to authorize me to waive it. So then after I get the actual abatement and I write their refund or, you know, send them the new bill, it'll be me writing on there the amount to pay without the penalties and interest.
Okay.
Because they haven't paid it yet because the original bill would have been over $54,000 with the new bill being $4,000.
So we'll just attach it to that parcel number? Is that right with you?
Yes.
Yes,
oh.
Please.
Okay.
But you're asking me.
That's Mr.
fine.
Mr. Plummer, is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Move to approve and authorize collector Mona Cope to waive the penalties and interest for parcel number 8-9-30-000-000-060-00.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Next, we have our court orders, personal property abatement add-on reports. It looks like this morning what we have in front of us is just personal property paid abatements. With us this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Good morning. As well as Ms. Margaret Salgado from Taney County Assessor. Good morning.
Morning.
You want to run through that, Margaret?
They paid for a motor that was inboard, but paid for inboard motor, which they shouldn't have because it's part of the boat. So when we assess the boats that have the motors inboard, they go along with the boat, not an actual outboard motor. So your outboard motors are separately assessed.
Separately titled.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that on the 2012? Or is that on something else?
It is on... Yeah, the 2012 Bennington pontoon.
But it is an outboard motor.
No, it's inboard.
So they've got it listed as a motor on one and a boat.
Yeah,
on
they
the other.
Paid for the actual motor, but the motor's inboard on the boat. So they were assessing the motor. That's what we were.
Pontoon okay. Boats, Benningtons are a pontoon boat. Pontoon boats, my understanding, are outboard motors.